Online Biz Insiders, episode 26. Hey everyone, welcome back to our show again. We are the Online Biz Insiders, delivering you a 10 to 30 minute podcast where we share our tips and tricks, our resources, our expertise with you to make you more productive in your business. My name is Carla Wilson, and I'm also joined by my colleague,
Mary Motes.
And today we have a special guest because we realize that we enjoy having guests on our show, and we would like to welcome Megan Barber of Barber VA Solutions out of Vineland, New Jersey. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so glad you're here. And Megan is, Megan's a special person. Megan is a special person.
Yes, she is.
And Megan has a specialization of supporting real estate agents and folks in the real estate industry. My business was kind of focused there for a couple of years as well, but Megan's really, Megan rocks. She's taken her business way a couple of notches. It's fantastic. So she helps realtors with their internet marketing presence, as well as their day-to-day tasks. But, you know, I'm going to let Megan share this with you. So Megan, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us about Barber VA Solutions?
Sure. So again, my name is Megan Barber, Barber VA Solutions. And what I do is I'm a real estate virtual assistant. And so I specialize in real estate support for real estate professionals, realtors, mortgage professionals in that area. I assist them with a lot of their online and offline marketing. So anything from their websites, their blogs, their marketing, all of their listings all over the web, plus the offline stuff, which includes the flyers, the postcards, and then their other day-to-day things, personal marketing, helping with appointments, helping monitor their emails, all that stuff that I could do from my own offsite location.
Okay, so I am Joe Smith with Real Estate Franchise out of Chester County, Pennsylvania, and you're in New Jersey. So how would you support me?
Everything is pretty much done over email, phone, Skype, and it's pretty much we come up with a task list or, for example, listing marketing seems to be the most popular thing that agents need done. They don't have time to go and make a flyer and then go and make sure it's on Realtor.com and on Zillow and on Trulia and on their own website and everything like that. So what we do is we set up like a checklist from the get-go that anytime a new listing comes in, boom, 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 these are all the tasks that we need to do. And so the most popular thing, again, say, I have a new listing. Here's the address. Here's the property information. Take it and run with it. And so we go and we take the, the information, make the flyers, make postcards, put it on the web, put it on Facebook, all that stuff for them. So they don't have to worry about it. And they can go and work one-on-one with their clients because that's where they make their money, when they work eyeball to eyeball with their clients.
Exactly. So is your business just you? Do you have other folks that work with you?
I am the CEO, and I do have a team of other virtual assistants that assist me. So I do some of the stuff myself, some of the client support myself, but I also have some awesome team members that assist me, especially because I'm a work-at-home mom, and there's times where I have a screaming toddler in the background, and I can't take care of things. So I have great team members that can also assist my clients with things, and they're awesome.
Gotcha. So now, you started your business as a real estate support specialist and you've continued. I kind of morphed out of that business, but you've continued. So, obviously the housing industry has had a couple of changes the last few years. So what kind of changes have you had to make?
I haven't had to make that many changes. What I was really blessed when I started that I had some clients that came on with me, and they're still with me today. And they were the ones that have been in business for years. They've been through these downturns before, and so they knew how to get out of them. And they knew that they needed my support more than ever when the market tanked, because they needed to continue with their marketing and continue with, you know, seeking out listings, because if they stop and they're not out there, you know, nobody's going to find them. Whereas so many agents that came into the business during the big boom, you know, the bubble, a lot of the new ones that came in, it was so easy. They barely had to lift a finger to get a new listing and sell it. And they didn't understand or know how to really market and stuff because it became so much harder. Right. So again, when the downturn happened, it was kind of like, you guys need virtual assistants more than ever because you need us to help continue marketing and getting you out there so you could continue to work with people. So it didn't affect me too much. I had a little bit of ups and downs, and I had some agents that kind of got out of business because, you know, they could no longer, you know, sustain, or it just wasn't working for them. But you know, when one door closes, another opens, and then more clients, more real estate clients will come my way because they realize they need the help.
Right. Right. Well, congratulations. I mean, that's a testament to your services as well, because, you know, not only are you working probably with the creme de la creme in that industry, mm-hmm. but, you know, they totally know what kind of value partnering mm-hmm. with you brings to their business.
Right, so, right. Especially the ones that have been with me from the beginning. I have a little story I could tell you about an agent. She's still my client now. And years ago when we started, she was also a personal friend. And years ago when I started, and this is 6 years now, I guess, I've been in business.
I was about to ask you how long it's been.
Yes, I started 6 years ago, January 2005. So I had my 6-year anniversary. She started with me at the beginning, and I had a higher rate because, you know, I'm a business owner. I'm an independent contractor, and I have my own taxes and everything to pay, higher than what she would used to pay, you know, somebody that would just come in and do stuff for her.
Right.
Well, she would complain and, oh, well, it's so expensive. Oh, well, I can get the girl down the street for, you know, $10 an hour to make me a flyer and stuff. And after hearing this for so long, I'm like, okay, dear, go ahead. You know, maybe it's time we end a relationship and you go ahead and do that. And it very nicely, you know, and it was very amicable. And I'm like, go ahead. So she did. She went and hired the girl down the street to help her make some flyers. Mm-hmm. And about 2 months later, she came back to me. And it's like, oh my God, Megan, there's nobody around here that knows what you know. Mm. She's like, I just spent $150 using this girl for a flyer I can't even use. So she really saw the value in me and my services that I provided. And now she's like one of my biggest cheerleaders and will, you know, rah-rah me to anybody about how, you know, valuable our services are to her.
Fantastic.
And so, you know, it's kind of, cause you kind of get what you pay for. So it's because so many people will see our rates and not understand that, you know, you're only paying for what you need, and you're not getting all the extraneous, you know, water cooler talk and all that stuff that you're paying for, and you're not paying employment taxes and all that. So, you know, there's some cost savings, but also you get our expertise that you don't have to train us how to do this stuff because we do it day in and day out.
Right. So,
and that's what my clients really like, that they could just give us something and we go with it.
Right. And I think that's a big shift for any business owner, mm-hmm. you know, especially those, like you were saying, in the real estate industry, may have gotten in at a really good time, didn't necessarily have all the training or all the experience to really know what kind of grassroots marketing efforts need to continue. Mm-hmm. It was a real estate industry leader who said, you still need to make hay when the sun is shining, mm-hmm. so that you don't have those kind of roller coastery things happening in your business. And when an entrepreneur hits that cusp of their, you know, total capacity of their time is taken up and they really need help, mm-hmm. it is a big shift in their thinking to say, okay, if I hire someone virtually, mm-hmm. like you were saying, I don't have to worry about all these other extraneous expenses, mm-hmm. but I'm, you know, maybe I only need them to start for 2 hours a week.
Right. But, right.
And you don't have to worry about doing, oh, okay, well, if it's a part-time person, how many hours is that? And what do I have to worry about if it's, you know, 10 to 15 hours a week? But it's kind of nice for them too, because I mean, they, I'm sure, quickly realize how much time you're saving them.
Right. Well, and it's like the old thing, how much is your time worth, is what, you know, with the salesy thing to say to them. How much is your time worth? How much do you think, you know, from your commissions and everything per hour you probably are worth? And, you know, some of them could be upwards of $150 an hour.
Right.
Well, is it best to spend your $150 an hour time to be sitting creating a flyer? Or, you know, so it's a, that's, I mean, that is a big time saver, a big money saver. And you know, the agents I've come to work with really appreciate that. They also are surprised that sometimes it takes us a lot less time than it would them. They're like, oh, you finished that already? I'm like, yeah, so you know, sometimes they're like, oh, I think I need you like 20 hours a week. And I'm like, do you really think you need me 20 hours a week? Or, you know, you only need me 10 hours or 20 hours a month.
Right.
Because you'd be surprised at what we could get done for you in that respect. So yeah, that's.
Well, here's a question. Are you licensed?
Actually, I am. I am licensed in the state of New Jersey, but I've done absolutely nothing with it other than hang it in referral.
Right.
So, and part of the reason I have my license and I got it to get the education.
Yeah.
So I kind of know what they went through and have the education of that process. But I will tell you that I haven't really needed it that much, if that makes sense.
Well, so the task that you're doing can be done by an unlicensed person is what you're saying.
Absolutely. I mean, I do everything in an unlicensed capacity, even if I work with an agent in my own state. And I think I'm going to keep it that way. The reason being is that when you work with somebody in a licensed capacity, then so as a licensed assistant, then that actually would keep me from working with anybody in my market area or even probably New Jersey as a licensed assistant, because my license is overseen by that particular broker.
Right.
And so it would be a major conflict if I'm working as a licensed assistant for some other agent with another broker. And so I kind of want to avoid ever doing that.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody would take me on as a licensed assistant, they'd have to pay me a lot to do that, because I'd have to let go of any other possibility of business of doing that with anybody else, especially in my market area in my state. So I got the license for the education. And I'm just hanging it in referral for now. I might let it go, but in case I know somebody that needs a house or, you know, needs to look for a house, I can get a little referral fee. So.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think that is probably another question mark for agents who are on that cusp of needing help. And, you know, they know that there are certain tasks that can really only be done by them. And right. And then there's a myriad million other little tasks that can be done by an unlicensed
and
person.
I have access to a list for every state that has what unlicensed assistants can and can't do. I found this somewhere. I don't remember where I found it. So it's this little link somewhere, and it has a list of all the states, and it has all the list of everything an unlicensed assistant can and cannot do. So, and a lot of agents would be surprised. They don't really need a licensed person to do a lot of this stuff, especially the marketing, the online marketing, the stuff that they need the most help with. Though some of them, if they want a buyer's agent, you know, to work with one-on-one with buyers, or somebody to do cold calling, which I do not do because it's too many, you know, I'm not licensed and it's a gray area, any of that.
Correct.
Phone calling stuff. So then in that case, they would need somebody that's licensed to kind of, again, if they want somebody that works with their buyers or, you know, but even for transaction management, you know, managing the paperwork and stuff, you don't have to have a license to do that. As long as you're not overstepping and not doing the things that unlicensed people are not supposed to do, you know, you should be fine.
Right. Exactly. So then how many clients are you working with right now?
Oh man, it's been in flux.
Yeah.
So right now I have about 5 on a regular retainer, and then I have about 3 more that are pay-as-you-go, come-and-go, and then mm-hmm. I have an occasional one that does occasional marketing piece like every other month. So it's kind of like sometimes I have 11 clients and sometimes I have 7, or, you know, every month is kind of different.
Right, right.
But the core, I have core people that kind of have been with me, about 5 or 6 of them that are my retainer clients.
Nice.
But I can always use more.
Now, are these clients local to you? Are they, well, I kind of know the answer to this question. Are they local to you, or are they around the United States?
Most of them are not local to me. I had one in New Jersey she's one of mine that come and go, but the rest of them are kind of spread out along the United States. I have a lot that happen to be in Pennsylvania lately. And it's funny because they're referring me to their other friends in their market area.
So that would explain the increase in the Pennsylvania clients.
Yes, exactly. Pennsylvania, New Mexico, California, Maryland. I've worked with, you know, agents all over the country. So, you know, I can work with agents anywhere. anywhere they are. So
brilliant, brilliant. So yes, if you're an agent out there, you need to chat with Megan. So before I forget, Megan, tell us your contact information, your email address, your web address, your phone number, so we can put that in the show notes for you.
Sure, sure. Okay. My website is www.barbervasolutions.com. And my email address is megan@barbervasolutions.com. And my number, I have a new toll-free number and I couldn't remember it. Oh my goodness. My phone number, okay. 866-314-7321.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Mary, did you think of any other real estate questions by chance? Mary, who's not worked in the real estate industry before.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I learned so much just by listening to you talk about your business, because I knew you had a real estate license, and I always wondered why you didn't like, I have a real estate license. I mean, I thought that would be like a huge asset, but that really brings in some other like conflict questions that that was very interesting to learn. So
it does. Yeah, it does. There are legal conflicts.
No, I did not know that. So I learned something today.
and you know, and again, like I probably could have done without doing it, I guess, because I don't think any agents really have cared that I've received my license before. Some of the other stuff they did care about, some of the certifications that I do have, they do appreciate. The IVA CVA certification, the Certified Virtual Assistant, which is, you know, one of the biggies out there.
Yes.
That, you know, and then the Certified Real Estate Support Specialist one from IVA as well. That one's a good one because it also, a lot of people tend to search IVA's website through the, you know, if they're looking for real estate support, they'll look for the people that have that certification.
Right, right. So. That is a good resource for agents out there. Mm-hmm. Well, first call Megan.
Yes, first call me.
First call Megan.
I do have space for additional clients. So,
well, do you have other certifications outside of real estate?
Let's see. So I have the CVA, I have the CREST, I have real estate webographers. Not most of all of them are related to real estate.
Got it.
Actually.
Got it. Okay.
You know, it's what I've done before. I mean, before I even started my business, I worked within the real estate industry.
Uh-huh.
As I worked as a office manager, as an in-house assistant for an agent, and I also worked in a major in a marketing department for a major real estate company in Oregon. And that is where I learned so much of what I know now, is working within this marketing department with some amazing people that, you know, really taught me the ropes of real estate marketing and just kind of how it works. And I don't remember what I was going with that. But anyway, so that's pretty much why I've stuck within the real estate niche and kept at it, because it's what I know, it's what I do, but I am considering opening up my business for other purposes, at least.
Oh yes,
internet marketing. Yes. Right?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. Some internet marketing in my local area. I joined the Chamber of Commerce.
Nice.
And they do some free education courses. You know, every month or so, they do a couple of months, and it's actually through the New Jersey Urban Enterprise Zone. And they do these free courses on all sorts of different things. You know, marketing, on constant contact. They do, like, you know, email marketing classes. They just, and you know, all sorts of stuff. And I went to one of them, and I realized there's all these new business owners in my area that really need help. Uh-huh. That really need our help. Uh-huh. And I'm like, well, and I've always stuck to real estate. That's what I suck, you know, that's what I seek out. That's what, you know, that then I, if our requests for proposals come in and they're not real estate related, I kind of ignore them because I'm just interested in the real estate ones. Because again, that's what I know and what I do. But again, I was realizing, especially in my local area, there's these new businesses, new emerging businesses and business owners that want to know this stuff, but they really need help. So that's kind of a light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, okay, I can help others outside of real estate. So in the works, I'm kind of going to start opening a new division of Barber Virtual Assisting Solutions that caters also to general small business owners.
Oh, that's so, great.
And their internet marketing and social media stuff. So So that's in the works. It's not quite, you know, there yet. I'm still tossing around ideas in my head and how I'm going to do it. But you know, I can help other businesses, and there's other businesses that do need our help. So
absolutely. Because if you don't have an assistant, you are the assistant. That's one of my like favorite quotes.
I tell that to agents all the time. if you don't have an assistant, you are an assistant, especially in the real estate industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're running here, there, and everywhere trying to do all this stuff. And like, you know, somebody else can help you with that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. We really appreciate you. Listen to me like we're in person. I almost said coming out, meeting with us. So appreciate you coming on to Skype, coming into our show. as I said, we really like having guests on our show. So again, we are the Online Biz Insiders, co-hosted by my colleague, Mary Motes, owner of Pro Virtual Solutions, and myself, Carla Wilson, owner of Wilson Virtual Assistants. Our show is produced weekly by David Wilson of Wilson Media Services, and our theme music was composed by my son, Ben Wilson. So thank you again for joining us, and we will see you on next week's episode. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks, Carla.